Come on, Dave. It's another episode. Come on, Dave. Is it the last one? Come on, Dave.
Not quite the last one. We got one more.
We're going to do one more. That's right.
You just have to watch
the movie. I'm pushing you to do it, to just cancel it. I do want to watch it.
It's a great movie, but we'll get to that next episode with the finale of Come On, Dave.
That's right. Yeah.
Today, we are talking about Total Recall. First, I'm going to ask you what you thought of it.
Oh, I thought it was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. So ridiculous. I mean, yeah. It is, like we talked about in the RoboCop episode, it is 80s ridiculousness. Yeah. And Arnold is like...
This is Arnold at the peak of his powers.
Yeah, this is just like crazy.
Yeah.
But it's really fun.
It is so fun.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like they tried to recapture a little... Did you ever watch The Sixth Man? That's another Arnold movie where he's a clone.
I don't think so.
Or there's clones.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh. Or The Sixth Day, maybe?
Sixth Day. I don't know. No,
I think the whole thing is like God created man on the sixth day, and so like they made an Arnold movie about cloning.
You know what happened on the eighth day?
No, what?
God created rock. According to AC/DC.
I mean, I'd argue it was earlier than the eighth, but whatever.
By the way, we were also wrong on the last episode. We said this was an 80s film. It was 1990.
RoboCop was?
No,
or Total Recall?
Total Recall, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
1990.
Missed the 80s.
Oh, man.
Missed the 80s barely.
Okay, so now we've openly admitted over the last couple episodes, we watched this movie 2 years ago at least.
I mean...
I watched it at least 2 years ago.
It's,
so
it's been well over a decade since I watched this movie, but I've seen it so many times that I know it pretty
okay.
much inside and out.
So let me recount it as I can remember it.
Yeah.
He pays for this program that allows him to...
It's like go on vacation.
Yeah, feel like he's been a spy.
Yeah, yep.
But then something happens during the program.
Or did it? Or is that the program?
Right, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
you don't know?
Well, I mean, you don't really think of it until the end. You're like, wait a minute, was that a whole... Is that just a bunch of bullshit, you know? Yeah.
Because what happens at the end? Ugh. I think I was actually confused at the end. I'm like, wait... Was it the program or was it not? Is he a replicant or isn't he not? Or is he not? Blade Runner style.
Right, exactly. At the end, Quaid, which is such a great...
Quaid.
Yeah, I'm Quaid. he's not sure at the end. He's like, was this a dream? You know, he doesn't know. Doug Quaid.
The movie ends with like everything blowing up, right?
No. It's they're looking over the blue sky, you know? They're like, Mars is cool. Yeah.
After it blew up.
Yeah. The reactor whole thing blew up. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But now it's a breathable atmosphere now at the end, you know? And so they're like, oh, we can live on Mars. I'm Doug Quaid.
But it could be a dream.
But it could be a dream. I watched this movie so many times when I was a kid. I loved it so much. Again, raised by wolves, so I got to watch this movie a lot.
Yeah. Interesting that you were allowed to watch this one, but not RoboCop.
No, I wasn't not allowed to watch RoboCop.
Oh, you
I
just
never
did.
Never, yeah.
You never saw
I
it.
Guarantee that movie was on TV.
Is Total Recall the one with the three boob lady?
Yes.
Okay.
All
right.
That was a highlight for me.
I remember kids talking about that. Like, they're like, there's a movie where a woman has three boobs.
Yeah. Me as a 13, 14-year-old kid. Oh, I knew it. I was down with it. Yeah, I knew that scene inside and out. I was like, oh, three boobs.
I don't remember.
Imagine motorboat nose.
I don't remember the movie, but I feel like one of them had to look pretty fake, right?
Oh, yeah. It looked like a paper mache boob. I mean, everything in this movie looked like paper mache or rubber, you know? But I loved it so much.
Some special effects guys like, oh, yeah, I made the third boot.
Yeah, he's like, that was me. It's on his resume.
Remember that third ripple that I sent through junior high students in 1990? That was me.
That was me. I blew their minds with that third boot.
Yeah. The director was like, what if we added another boot?
No, four is too much.
Oh my gosh.
There's going to be an epidemic of kids just freaking beaten off.
Four boobs.
So many great scenes from this movie. Like, one of the scenes that I always remember is when he's at, toward the beginning of the movie, after, you know, he gets the implant or whatever, and he's trying to he goes to like this, I don't know, it's like a bombed out parking garage or something, whatever it is, and he sticks the thing up his nose and the big implant comes out of his brain. I made such an impression on me.
Oh my gosh.
Because Arnold sold it so well. He's like,
I want you to make that noise again.
And it comes out.
I wish we were on video. Oh my gosh.
And then the other
Get
scene.
Get to the chopper.
The other scene, the other part, other than the nose and the boob, is Quado, the freedom fighter who lives in the abdomen of like another dude. You don't remember Quado?
I don't. No.
He literally is growing out of the abdomen of like
Gross.
Some guy.
I remember that whole like, it's like the messed up version of the cantina in Star Wars.
Yeah. 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 We were talking in the RoboCop episode about how, again, okay, this movie was in 1990, but whatever, it's an 80s movie to me. Mm-hmm. It's just how these movies have this vibe to them where they're like so overly violent.
Yeah.
The effects are mostly practical. And like, even though at the time it's big budget, you know, kind of, when you go back and watch it now, you just laugh about them because,
oh yeah,
like the vehicles
the best
on
they could do at the time.
Yeah, the vehicles on Mars look like they just like went to like a metal shop and built like a body and put it over a dune buggy, and then there's like just barely driving around in like the desert in like California or something, you know, California,
California.
But it's just that. These movies had such great vibe, you know. Like,
yeah,
like just,
and it's
so
just,
fun.
It was just fun. Like it's a fun, pointless, action movie.
Yeah,
right. Like let's throw in the weirdest things we can think of. Just, like, they're on Mars. Anything goes.
Yeah.
I remember there was a scene where he's fighting in their apartment or house, and there's the little screen with somebody's face on it.
Yep.
Watching like a video call or something.
Yeah. It's like early FaceTime. It's like 1990 FaceTime.
Yeah. Which I mean, FaceTime is not a new thing in movies either.
No.
Like 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Had that. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember some video, I don't know, I could be going off on a tangent here, but where they were like, video phones wouldn't even make sense. Who would do that? That's dumb. You know, when they're like, you know, people talk about future stuff and they always mention, I don't know. Anyway, I went off on a tangent there. There is the scene where I think he's dreaming about him and like the woman, they go out into the surface of Mars and they take their helmets off and then their faces like explode.
Yeah.
It was like a dream that he was having or something. That was pretty cool too. So much to like about, like I said, this is Arnold at the top of his game. Sharon Stone is his wife.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Michael Ironside is in it and he's like phenomenal in everything. And wasn't he, he was the guy in, Scanners, Cronenberg movie.
Never seen that.
I watched that for the first time last year.
Ironside is his last name.
Yeah, Michael Ironside. Yeah. So anyway, there's so much great about this movie, and I'm glad you enjoyed this one at least.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Did you ever see the remake?
No. With Colin Firth? Is that who it is?
Yeah, yep.
No.
Yeah, me either. I was like, I'm not watching that. Why would
they're
going to
make
it
all? Oh no, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Farrell.
They're going to make it all serious.
Yeah, yeah.
That movie does not require to be serious. Although Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. Anyway,
is it real? Is it recall?
It's both.
Could be either.
So anyway, I think, I mean, this is a short episode. What else is there to say about Total Recall?
I don't know. Nothing really.
Nothing really. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Watch Arnold blow some stuff up and fight and yeah. Be confused.
Right on. All right. You want to take us out?
Yep.
I'm waiting.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's just like that, like on command.
Come on, Dave. Get to the chopper. Come on, Dave. That's your best Schwarzenegger? Come on, Dave.